Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And Denise, we have a summer vegetable gardening workshop coming up later in March. And maybe to give a preview to some of our listeners about what they can expect to do for their summer vegetables, we have a master gardener vegetable specialist here in the studio with us, Bill Hodge. Welcome to Good to Grow.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Well, it's warming up here in El Paso. We're already finally seeing things starting to sprout out of the ground, though perhaps maybe a bit prematurely. But it is that time where I think we need to be thinking about our summer vegetable crops.
Right, exactly. And we found that as seasons progress, we always have a lot of interest in vegetable gardening. And in particular, these are our summer crops like tomatoes and squash and eggplant. So we've been doing the summer vegetable workshop now for the third year in a row because of that draw of people that are interested in specifically knowing one aspect of gardening. And we thought this is a great time to be able to have that. In addition to the workshop itself, which is a 3-hour long series where we have three different topics that we're going to cover, the Master Gardeners will also have a vegetable seedling sale. So these are also plants that have been proven to grow very well in El Paso. They've been proven to produce, to grow, to withstand these harsh climatic conditions, if you will, and they'll be available there. And that also goes back into funding the Master Gardener activities and educational events.
And Bill, I know you're involved in the test garden there at the Texas AgriLife Extension there on the far east side of El Paso. And when Denise says that some of these seedlings have been proven to grow, I guess that at the test garden is where you really do see the evidence that some of these varieties do very well.
Yeah, the tomato that we're going to use, going to have for sale at the plant sale, was one we grew last year in conjunction with a experiment done by Texas A&M Extension Service. It was typhoon tomatoes. And it proved to be so good last year, nice big good-tasting tomatoes and a lot of production out of them, so that this year we're going to plant a lot more of them as a regular crop, but all the plants that we have for sale at the plant sale, tomato plants, are going to be the typhoons, and I think people really like them. They're good size, nice slicing, and great taste.
How do they get the name Typhoon, just out of curiosity?
I have no idea.
That was beyond us, right? But it's really important because I think a lot of home gardeners kind of start going out to the garden centers now and they're bombarded by aisles and aisles of seeds and vegetables and, you know, this, that, and the other. And it's great to be able to have some really personalized documents that we have on this actual varieties that do work in El Paso. And these are commonly found at any seed catalog or here locally. But all of that guesswork has kind of been done for you. I always try to set up people like best way possible. Like beginning gardeners, I want you to have a foolproof system set up. You know, if it's going to be seedlings, that's what we promote for tomato plants, or if it's going to be direct seeds, whether that's a squash or any kind of the melons.
So, Bill, maybe if there's somebody listening right now who's never planted a summer vegetable crop, what should they be thinking about right now?
Well, right now they should be getting their soil ready. You need to till it up. You need to get out all the rocks, branches, anything that, you know, is going to impede the root growth of the plant. And then you need to put down 4 inches of compost. Now, if you're at home and you got a small garden, you could use garden soil if it's a raised bed, and you could put in if you use 3 bags of garden soil, equal amount of potting soil. But you can also put in, if you're using like 2 cubic foot bags of garden soil, you could use 2 cubic feet of compost. And compost is the organic matter that goes into the ground, and it helps hold water, it helps the ground breathe, and it releases nutrients into the ground for the plants to use and grow. There's an old saying, he with the most compost wins. So you really need to use your compost. Compost is something you can make at home yourself, or you can buy compost, with the size of garden we have, we can't make enough. So we do buy it, and then we spread it. And then once you get it spread, you need to till it back in again. At the same time you do that, you need to put a balanced fertilizer in with it, like a 13-13-13 fertilizer, and spread it according to the package directions for the size of area you have. And then you till all that back in again, too. And you need to get down to the depth of about a spade, a shovel width, and get down at least that deep. And if you do that and you get all the rocks and stuff out of your garden, you're about ready to plant.
Well, you know, if you go to any home improvement store or any nursery, there is such a variety of different specialties, I put that in air quotes, of different types of soils. And is that really going to make a difference if you are planting maybe a tomato plant versus a squash versus an eggplant? It seems like there's a different kind of soil marketed for a specific type of something.
That's
no,
very true.
Not really. The soil, if you're not using soil you bought at a box store or something and you're just planting in the ground, you don't have different soils that you plant in. You have the same soil. You just put a lot of compost in it, and that's what you have. Now, once you start growing, there may be different fertilizer requirements for each plant, and you have to follow and find out what those are and follow the directions of how to fertilize that. But different soils, you use the same soil, you amend it the same way, and then as they grow, you use different fertilizers.
What about a raised bed, though?
A raised bed is usually you get some just buy the garden soil in the bag. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have access to good soil, I mean, like my house, it's a lot of rock held together by a little bit of dirt. So I have to use all raised beds. So you buy bags of garden soil and you put it in. And then if you put three bags of garden soil in, you put one bag of planting soil or compost in with it. And you're about the same shape as you are with you add all the compost in the ground.
And I think it's really important to look at all of our different types of soil in our area as well. And no matter what kind of soil you have, if it's heavy clay soil or deep sand or a lot of rock and caliche, the need for compost is going to be an annual thing. You'll always need to apply compost in at one every beginning of every season. I want to talk a little bit about the fertilizer, the pre-planting fertilizer that you put. You said it was 13-13-13. So for our listeners to be able to see, okay, what exactly is that, and how do I find that information on the label? How would we go about that? Because just like soil, there's a lot of fertilizers labeled for a lot of different plants.
Yeah. Well, what this is you look on the label of the thing, it'll have 13-13-13. It says that the parts in it, it's 13% nitrogen, 13% phosphorus, and 13% potassium. So that's what you want, is that balanced fertilizer to start off with. And like I said, then you spread it according to directions. We use a spreader and we go around and spread it all, and then like we till it all in. And that's really the first application of fertilizer in the growing process.
And that's going to be a more of a slow release fertilizer, mm-hmm. right? So then we expect that fertilizer to be released over time and is exposed to moisture.
As it gets water and moisture, it'll start to break down and release into the soil. Mm-hmm. When we actually put the plant in the ground, we will take about a cup of liquid fertilizer and pour it in the hole, put the plant in, and then cover it over.
Right.
And that's kind of a booster to get it going right away, to get those roots moving and things like that. And then as we go through the season, we just follow the directions of what that plant or vegetable needs in terms of soil as we go through the growing season.
I think vegetables in general are really what we call heavy feeders. Mm-hmm. So with your pre-planting of your fertilizer, I think that's great because you're putting that directly into the soil. And then I like to kind of consider those little, that liquid fertilizer that you add, almost like a five-hour energy drink that people see, because that fertilizer in that solution is readily available to the plant. plant, it can take that up immediately. And these plants that are going to go in, these seedlings that you're putting in, are going to be about 8 to 12 inches long. So they're going to be a substantial plant that you're going to put into the ground. But yes, it's really important to look at, because I think a lot of people have trouble. We always have insect issues, of course, with vegetables, but also a lot of things you can start seeing the nutritional deficiencies. A lot of times the plants just look hungry and they have this overall yellow tinge and they're not doing anything. They're just kind of sitting there. And I think immediately after you put that fertilizer in there, within a few days, you're going to start seeing that new growth and that new dark green color. So I think it's really important to also look at that fertilizer requirements throughout the year.
Yeah, last year we had some problems with just that type of thing. And so we went through and we sprayed them with a liquid spray fertilizer and sprayed the foliage with it. It's not the most efficient, but it works. And then we also went through and put 2100, which is nitrogen, on the plants, and that you water in. And yeah, the plants respond right away. But it's really critical to get that root system going on any of those that you are transplanting, that you put in some liquid fertilizer to start and get that root system going, because that root system is going to power that whole plant.
There's a question that I think some people listening might have in the back of their minds as well. We're talking about putting plants in the ground, but how do I get that plant started? Do I just want to wait to buy a seedling that I could buy in the store or maybe at the seedling sale at the upcoming vegetable workshop? Or do I start my plant from seed? And I think that's a question that many people may have.
And the common answer is it depends. Definitely for tomatoes, you want to start those by seedlings. Those are going to be your transplants that you're going to buy at the store to be able to get them into the ground. You can get some sprinkling of tomato plants. A lot of times if a small little tomato falls, it doesn't get picked up, you'll see those little sprouts come out and say, oh, I can grow tomatoes by seed. Well, let's talk about the inputs that it takes to get an actual tomato back out of that little plant. And your best bet is to start by transplants, by seedlings.
Yeah, right now about the busiest place we have at the garden is actually the greenhouse, because we are now starting all of the tomatoes that we're going to transplant in the third week of March. We're starting right now so that they'll be transplantable height and vigor when we go to do it. The other thing we're going to start in a week or two will be all the plants for the plant sale. All the tomatoes, the eggplant, and things like that. Usually you transplant tomatoes, you transplant eggplant, you transplant chilies. If you're going to grow squash, that gets sown direct seed. Cucumbers are direct seed. And there's different planting requirements for that. You don't put a cup of fertilizer in when you put the seed in the ground. So there are different things there. But right now the greenhouse is the busiest place because we're starting all those types of plants.
Well, Bill Hodge, it seems like we've just touched on so many topics that we could talk on and on about. And so we're going to invite you back next week, if that's okay, for more vegetable talk. And before we wrap things up, we do want to remind you about that summer vegetable gardening workshop and plant sale. It's going to be taking place later in March, March 29th. It's going to be at the Azcárate Park Pavilion on Delta between 9 a.m. and noon. And you can call 860-2515. That's 860-2515. We have more details also available on the Good to Grow page at ktep.org. Well, Master Gardener Bill Hodge, thanks for being with us on Good to Grow.
Thank you.
I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.